Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You ever have one of those days where you think you're ready to go and you think you're all got your act together and then your Monday is just kind of like discombobulated and you don't give yourself enough time? That's one of my Mondays today. I thought I had it all together and then I get in here and I don't have it all together.
Mike, but it looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I think I've got it, but I feel great. It was a great weekend. I got a tremendous amount of rest. I'm ready to go for the week. But I didn't achieve what I like to achieve on a Monday morning when I come in here and see you gentlemen. Perfection is what I was referring to, Rob.
Okay, very good.
Perfection. Rob Spiewak is back from vacation. If you subscribe to the bonus show, you'll know a little bit about what he did. One of the things involved seeing horses, and the other was staying close to home because his lovely wife was working, so he did what he likes to do, just organized his records.
As you can tell, I have a chocolatey brown tan from all my time that I spent outside during the vacation. It was lovely.
You know, it's overrated, in my opinion. Overrated.
What is?
Traveling for vacation, you know?
Oh, it's horrible.
Traveling is fun sometimes. It's not horrible. But I mean, you know, it is overrated. Staycations are, they rock.
Well, if you're going anywhere, you kind of have to allow a day on either side for travel. And if you have to do that, then you know, that's 2/7 of your week. Forget it.
Well, coming up in October, I will be doing something I have never, ever done before. In the middle of the month of October, I will be traveling to a business seminar as my wife's wingman.
I can't wait to see you there, Mike. I got my tickets. And
I'll try to check in. I'll try to check in because I've got the technology to do that, the new exciting technology that we developed when you were gone last week.
Let it go, man.
But I'm not going to, I'm not going to say that it's not unusual for me to be doing this because I've never been, you know, about a part of her job, but that's what this is all about.
Well, I remember you always brought her on all of our business trips.
I really didn't, did I?
No, we never brought wives, ever.
We never did.
No. In fact, I never do at all. Have you yet revealed where the destination is for the prayer breakfast?
It's going to be all the way across the country on the Baja Peninsula in Cabo.
Wow. Okay. So have you ever been to that?
Yeah. Never been to that part of the world. Either of you ever been to that part of the world? I know Rob hasn't.
No.
Maybe? I don't know. That's in Mexico, right?
It's in Mexico.
I did a cruise that it stopped in a few stops in Mexico. So maybe for a few hours.
That would be Cancun.
That might have been Cancun.
It could be Cabo. I mean, if you make
no, you have to go to Cabo, Rob, you have to go through the Panama Canal.
That was my question. What side is Cabo on?
It's on the Pacific.
It's on the west side.
It's on the good side.
I've never been to Cabo.
Rob, do you not know the geography of the Baja Peninsula?
Mike, I know the geography of the greatest nation in the world, and that's the United States. I say let Mexico live and let live. If they have a canal, fantastic. Whatever. But I know it's going to be hot.
Just double checking, it was magna cum laude from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the A's were gathered in what subjects?
Well, Mike, almost every subject. Thank you.
God.
I think I got a B in physics. I think that's what ruined my 4.0 was physics.
Were there a lot of classes with, like we had at American University, with circled chairs?
No, Mike, we're a real university.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, Rob is back. He's made me laugh for the first time today.
Learned that there is a Baja Peninsula because I didn't even know that little wing of land was out there just past Mexico.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Isn't that where they invented the soda, the Baja Blast? Very popular at Taco Bell.
That's why it's Taco Bell exclusive.
That's right. It's a Pepsi. Mike, it's a Pepsi property.
I have to say, I've never been in this part of Mexico, and I'm excited about it. And I'm excited to be, apparently, I heard there are like 7 or 8 hubbies going along for the ride. So, I mean, that means that I might be able to.
Football?
Right.
Hell no. It's the other
bunch
sport.
Of guys poolside.
It's no, it's a sport I love so bad.
Golf. You know?
I think the one thing, yeah. even though I don't know how to be a assisting spouse, yeah. The one thing that I'm going to attempt to do is to really stay in the background, which means no drinking to the extent of obnoxiousness, no, you know, trying to put my personality into it, and I'm really good at that. I can really just chill out and let
her do
her thing.
If you really want to practice, Mike, being in the background, what you should do? Do you have any episodes of the Primetime Video Zoo on video? Because it seems to me you are often put in the background on that show, even in a two shot.
Don had a propensity. Rob brings up a point, and it's funny that you know that. Don had a propensity when we were ever on any kind of camera
yes.
to move in front of me.
It was not hard to spot.
Was it a height issue?
No.
Was it trying to fix perspective?
No.
I don't know what it I think it was hyper-competitive. I don't know. I'm not sure what it was, but it was.
It allowed him to get to the viewer before Mike because he was 16 inches closer to the camera. And so that was important. He had things he had to say, and yeah, he wanted them to get there quick, quick, quick. Quick like a bunny, as my grandmother would say.
Well, his name was first on the show.
Absolutely, and he was the star.
To keep him in the front.
The second banana, and you got to know that. You got to understand that, and that's part of the game, and that's the way it works.
But not in a two-shot.
My daughter went to, there are lots of different names. They're conclaves, they're business meetings. They call them off-sites in the corporate world. You don't want to be noticed if you're not part of the thing. Now, if you're trying to, you know, be in a seminar and you want to wow the bosses and stuff, you want to do this. Me, I just want to lay low and I want to hit the egg. That's what I want to do.
You're not
going to
bring
excited about that.
You're not going to bring your circus hat then?
No, I will not bring my, I'm looking at it right now, my Ringling Brothers, God bless you, Twitch, God rest your lovely soul with that wonderful trip we took up there where he gave me the top hat from the Ringling Brothers Circus, a real one, and
thought
it's
about
spectacular.
Him this weekend. Have you seen the movie? I think it's on Max, called The Chimp Lady, and it's a documentary. It's horrible.
Is it Narla?
No, I don't think it's Narla.
Is it somebody else that had their face ripped off from the chimp?
Carrie and I gave up about halfway into the first episode, but it's a lot about people, and they keep saying this one lady, I should know her name, is a legend in the chimp industry because she raised so many chimps.
Is that the one where they really have to be careful about how they handle doing the interview, and she's real hinky?
They put in a fake guy.
Okay,
they sent in a fake interview.
I did see a little of that. She's weird. Like, all the animal people are weird.
They're all weird.
They're all weird.
She's a legend. And so we bailed from that and instead watched the movie Dodgeball.
That's an oldie.
It is. Yeah. But you know what? I guess it says a lot about us. We loved Dodgeball. Hated the Monkey Show.
And that's, let me see, Ben Stiller at his finest, right?
Yeah, very, very good. And his wife, Christine Taylor, who played Marcia Brady.
Okay.
And of course,
then that's a Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn
as well,
is
right?
the star, yeah.
You know what? I'm somebody who goes back to the baby Vince Vaughn and loved his performances. And
like
then
Swingers or after
as
that?
Swingers. Okay. Absolutely Swingers. When he was with Jon Favreau. And as each year continued, I've become less of a Vince Vaughn guy, and now he's kind of pivoted back to.
Well, I told you last week, you have to give him a chance. Give his new show a chance.
What's the show called again? Monkey.
It's called Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey.
Speaking of chimps.
All right.
Now I can see a crossover happening there with the lady raising Vince Vaughn. That would be something.
Bad Monkey. I will tell you this: that the season is here. I think. Are you all conditioned to especially like on Sundays, kind of surf around and see if there are new offerings, because it seems like fall means new offerings
for
today, TV.
Mike, actually is the season premiere of the Today Show, episode one for like season 89. I saw that as Carrie was putting it on, but I don't watch a lot of TV on Sunday nights now that they've canceled 60 Minutes. I think it's really sad.
Rob's running bit. They've canceled 60 Minutes. I will tell you.
They canceled 60 Minutes and brought in Matlock. That's what they did.
We were stumbling along and came upon a film, a relatively new film, called A Mother's Instinct. And we locked on it because it had Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain, two A-listers. And if you're looking for...
I thought it had Reba McEntire in it.
Oh, I didn't plug myself in. No, not there. I don't want you
there.
Sounds
like Reba's in the back of the room.
I don't want you there. Told you. That's another strike against me for,
no,
you
you're
know,
fine.
For
fine.
For Monday mistake.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
Hello, Reba. How are you? If Rob had his way, every day would be Reba McEntire day.
It is. It's true.
No, I won't give the plot away because it's a really simple plot, and it's weird. It's really weird. And so, but when you've got great actresses,
yeah,
really weird is okay. You can log some time with that. So I would give it a not a wholehearted thumbs up, but a half-hearted thumbs up. Yeah,
like
a little half thumb. Yeah. A little half thumb for you to check it out. A Mother's Instinct. And
so don't run to it, but it got you through a Sunday evening.
It got us through a Sunday evening. We didn't turn it off. And God knows we turn a lot of stuff off there. I am here to say it is a pleasant Monday for the Big Blue contingent. And I will say salute to the New York Giants for almost blowing it. But
there seemed to be a lot of that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ravens tried it too.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. They did. I have to learn now. It's a long time coming. My behavior during Giants football games is to me unacceptable.
How
is
your son
unacceptable.
Dealing with it?
He
I know it used to make him cry, right?
He tells me to be quiet. He tells me to be quiet.
So he's not in tears anymore. That's good.
But he's still watching it with you.
He doesn't.
You haven't driven him away yet.
I want to correct something Rob is saying, because Rob's come in to right out of the gate to pick scabs. He didn't cry because of my behavior. He cried because of the result of the game.
Oh, okay. All right. I just knew there were.
You made it sound like I made him cry.
No. I never meant to imply that at all.
Well, then why did you say it that way?
Well, maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You never make a child cry. That's not what you do. I have many times. I can make people cry all the time.
The result was fine, but our quarterback, in my humble opinion, still sucks. That's
have
the way
you seen
I would
describe the meme on the social media that says how to construct the world's worst quarterback? And they have like 15 different aspects of being a quarterback.
Charisma, find that accuracy. And bring it in tomorrow. Find that and bring it in tomorrow.
It's just a joke because all 15 things are Daniel Jones.
Okay. All right. Okay. There you go. I'd like to hear it anyway. It would be right. Wonderful. So it was happy joy. But my behavior is, you know, as somebody who is now managing kids in a baseball situation, where control and emotional control is key,
right.
I don't think you can send the mixed signal of behaving badly like that just over game.
When you set out to coach in your little league team, do you foremostly consider that you are setting an example? Do you think
because it's I'm not what I'm trying to do is encourage
right.
and build up the kids.
Okay.
I don't think setting an example is like more like what a professional athlete would do to live his life a certain way. The example that I don't set is when I'm watching football.
Okay.
Go ahead, Josh.
Show you, well, I was thought I'd
I know,
show you
I know
a little
you
bit
be,
of
I know you
Daniel
behave
Jones.
Badly. You behave badly when you're watching your Orioles and they're having a bad game, right?
Yeah. The Ravens get me too, but not as right now it's all Orioles. And the Orioles I'm very frustrated with. But here is the worst possible quarterback.
All right, can we go? Let me expand that so I can get a better look at it and check that out for everybody. All right, so we have accuracy, decision-making. Now, he had a great first half yesterday. He had a great first half. He did. His stats showed it. Arm strength. He does have arm strength. So this is, you know, this is not, I'm not going to totally throw him under the bus here. Play execution in the first half. What is Daniel Jones' drip? What would that mean, John?
Like his outfit, his clothing.
Oh, I thought it was something he suffered from.
He can't be blamed for their opening day stupid ass uniforms.
But that's what they're saying. They're saying in order to build the worst possible quarterback, you have to wear this ugly Giants uniform.
Right. And I will give him mobility because he has it, but I will not give him pocket presence. Or pocket awareness should be on there. I would be able to do this chart. I would do it in a different way. All right. But accuracy in the second half.
Is that
half of
really the Giants uniform that they played in? Because that was like a high school uniform.
That was the opening day throwback uniform, which, you know, the NFL, in their zeal to make as much money as they possibly can, throws up these new marketing things where, we'll sell a throwback jersey. But that is the worst jersey I have ever seen. And, of course, the Giants decided they would go for it on opening day. So, hallelujah. They went for it and lost the game terribly. But they've gotten their first win. So they will not have a winless season, which I'm happy about.
When the Giants start to blow the game, do you turn and start rooting against the Giants?
No, I will tell you what happened on the opening kickoff, Josh. Yes. All right, go ahead. Finish your question.
Well, I was going to say, I found my way with that with the Ravens yesterday, where when they were giving up 20 points in the fourth quarter, I was just starting to cheer for them to lose because they didn't deserve any of it.
All right, in your minds, gentlemen.
You guys are complicated, man.
Rob, just try to follow along. It's sports, and there'll be moments where you can join in because you'll be good at it.
I felt like this when I was watching the Tonys, but I mean.
Yeah, I know. But listen, when I want you to picture in your mind a movie scene where something horrible happens, followed by the principal character laughing uncontrollably. The best example might be the Money Pit with Tom Hanks,
exactly,
where the bathtub falls through the floor and he starts laughing. I will say that yesterday, opening kickoff, Giants get the ball on the opening kickoff, and Eric Gray, I think it was Eric Gray, fumbles the ball on the opening kickoff, and I begin to laugh hysterically. I begin to go but up, Mike.
That's maybe a good thing to start that way.
And incidentally, followed by the first play from scrimmage where the Cleveland Browns results in a touchdown. So if you're following the game, you sit down. Hope is still there. This is me after the touchdown. That's it. First quarter. A little lower.
First play.
First two plays of the game.
That's why you love sports, Mike.
The fumbling kickoff and then the touchdown. And then the Giants came back and won. So it was a pleasant day in the O'Mara household. But my behavior.
What was the final score?
I don't remember.
Does it open
I don't,
up
I don't remember
scores.
I really don't remember scores that well. I'm an idiot that way. Okay. But I will say this, that in the second half, when Cleveland started coming back a bit, that's when the meltdown. Because I said, and when my kid tells me to shut up, I'll say things like, this is it. This is what they do, Michael. This is what teams that are bad do. They will figure out a way to lose this game.
You've altered it. It went from be quiet to shut up. Which did he actually say? They have a different flavor.
Dad, shut up. Shut up. He'll say that. But it's like, and I allow him leeway during a sporting event. He has every right to express himself just like I do. But I really believed in my heart that they were going to, right up until the last play, I believe, where they were taking a knee, that they were going to do something.
They would somehow mess it up?
That they would, because that's the team. That's the team. And they fizzle out in the second half. They're not a good second half team. They demonstrated that yesterday. But a win is a win is a win. And now I can focus on more important things down here in Southwest Florida. And I am sure that Mr. Soroka is paying attention to this as well, as we have a 77% development of a tropical system within 5 days, and a 90% development in the Western Gulf, Eastern Gulf, I should say, by 9 days for a tropical storm.
I know
storm.
Exactly I mean, a hurricane. What you're going a through, hurricane. Mike. I know exactly what you're going through, because on the weather this morning, no sun at all this week in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, be
cloudy,
very happy.
Week.
Yeah. Be very happy. This is where they get you, where you get that false sense of security, where I live. And for those of you in the rest of the country, I understand you could give a rat's ass about any of this. But I will tell you, down here, this time of year, for us, we are mildly freaked out. Right now, the very uncertain cone is pointing towards anywhere from north of Tampa to the panhandle. That's what it looks to be here in Florida. But they said it could have impacts on Southwest Florida, where I live. And then, of course, if it crosses the state, it could have impacts on Josh Shiro.
Right, right. And that's what I saw this morning, was that it possibly could cross the state. And then I saw a possible Category 5 out of it when I was looking this morning.
That I didn't get.
So,
well, that could just be someone looking for the biggest ratings by predicting the worst thing.
I'm gonna reach out.
I don't know whether they're ready for that.
Because Mike, you follow this stuff. I mean, if there was a Category 5 possible, you'd know about it. You would be complaining about it.
That was the article I was reading this morning, was that it was a list of storms that 5 days out were nothing and then turned into these huge storms.
Did you know, Mike, he just said morning, not morning.
He goes behind. On the regular overused words, he will occasionally pronounce the ING.
Okay, just making sure it's not me.
You know, it's a weird way that he drops the G sound. I urge our listeners to keep score during every broadcast. I think that would be a fine thing to do.
Like the people that actually do the box scores at a baseball game.
I think that would be absolutely perfect. I think if people could do that. So we now, here's how, these are the categories. We have categories of 1 to 5 with hurricanes.
Right.
I will give you the categories of Mike O'Mara storm awareness.
Okay, great.
Right now, I am at a Cat 1. And Cat 1 for me is, oh my God, a golf game will get wrecked, because I play golf on Friday and Saturday. That's when I get out there to hit the egg. And that's the only time during the summer that I play now, is Friday and Saturday. And I do that so I can bring these programs to you. You can eat. That's where I'm category
Cat 1. That's
yes.
Cat 1.
Cat 2 would be investigating alternatives to where this might go, and if and when I might need to check out a living area that might be not close to where I live. That means scoping hotels that might be as far away from the storm as possible.
Does Cat 2 include locating your storm shutters?
Cat 3
is
thinking about storm shutters. Thinking about. I have now put them in the garage, the heavy aluminum ones.
Near the pipe and drape?
I put them up in that that area in the garage.
That's perfect.
What do they call it? What do they call that hangs down?
Overhang. A shelf.
The shelf.
An overhanging shelf.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The shelf above the garage door. I've got a good half of them are up there. I can't tell you the level of pain in the ass that is. I would love to, but I'll start. Rob's right. I'll start thinking about it. All right. Cat 4 for me will be, I will make hotel reservations somewhere. And I will make them so that they are reserved but not confirmed.
Cat 4 is also a great opportunity to get rid of the pipe and drapes.
It is. You can just put them outside.
Don't know where they go at that point.
And let the projectiles shred the neighborhood. What would those do? What would those do if I just left them on the lawn?
Remember your neighbor across windows. The street? Yeah, no problem anymore. But you could put the drape between the pipes and they'd blow like a sailboat. It'd be
Rob,
perfect.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the pipe and drape. I don't. And I've left it on my
You've got to
my
give it away.
Door.
You got to give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Do you think some of the work crews that come into would find a use for it?
No.
No,
I think
but
you need
someone
to find
will.
Someone who wants it. And Just let them know that it's an as-is, take with, enjoy. It's yours, and you're not going to do any lifting.
As-is, take with, enjoy.
Now's the chance. Take a picture of it, put it on Facebook Marketplace, and say, I don't know what this is. It's something with hurricane prep.
Cat 5 is...
Post that up, someone will grab it.
Cat 5 is the unfortunate putting up of the hurricane shutters and heading out of Dodge. That is the Cat 5 level. And if it gets to a Cat 5 level, that's what I'll do.
Of all the things you've said, the thing that I take away most is that a perfect name for a weatherman down there would be Uncertain Cone. But it would be Uncertain Cohen. C-O-H-E-N.
Wait, no, no, but Uncertain's not a real name, so you have to make it.
Well, don't they call it the Cone of Uncertainty? Uncertainty?
The Cone of Uncertainty is what it is, but I'm
possible
trying to think
Cone.
I like Cone. I like Cone. But we got to come up with, Anita Cone.
Oh, it's a lady.
Anita Cone. There you go. We have so that's where we are. We are, you know, waiting for that to see what happens. But I have bigger news than that concerning the show Whoa Whoa, and that is regarding it is cocktail party time again. Where October 5th. What night is that, Josh? What
that
night
is a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday at 7 p.m., it is another TMOS cocktail party where we will be joining you from around the country. And that's all I got. I don't know what else to tell you about.
What time
I will
start,
say one
Josh?
Thing. Yeah. Rob has been graced with a permission to leave his wife at home for this one. She has been banished to the background. It'll be the three of us. And
you've made her very happy then.
I know. Well, she demonstrated not a zeal for being in the in the cocktail party.
She hasn't exhibited a zeal for anything since 1970.
So she's off the hook. It'll be the three of
us. And so are you, Mike.
Thank you. I'm off the hook.
Yeah, you are.
So it'll be Rob and Josh and Carla.
And the cocktail party starts at 7 Eastern?
7 Eastern on October 5th. It's wonderful.
Now, this is a big fundraiser for the show.
All right, how that works.
So what we're doing is we're doing an Ask Me Anything, where you can submit questions, we will answer them, but you got to pay.
Aha!
So,
God, Josh, way to soft sell it.
You got to put some money in with that question.
Yeah.
If you want to get answered.
Now, are they also going to be requests for us to do something?
I was planning on answering questions, but I guess if they want to attach other things on there, we can take that as they come.
Do we have to give the money back if we don't want to do it?
No. No, there's no refunds.
All right.
Mike, positively no refunds. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We will do our best to answer all questions.
So and I would like to rename it, since we're doing it this way. I would like to name it, all right?
All right.
I would like to the Mike O'Mara Show Naked Greed Money Grubbing Cocktail Hour.
With your
Please
host,
write
Anita
that down.
Cone.
The Mike O'Mara Show Naked Greed Money Grubbing Cocktail Hour. This is a pure slutty fundraiser, because we are week to week with this show. I have to be honest with our listening audience right now. We have made a commitment to do our live show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are going to be there. We probably overestimated some of the costs associated with that trip. So we need as much backing as we can possibly get. And so this will be now called the Mike O'Mara Show Naked Greed Money Grubbing Fundraiser. And it is what it is. I don't care if you don't have a question. I don't care if you say, what's my favorite cake?
Don't take that turn there. You do care. You care.
Oh, I care to get the participation big
time. Yeah, but
so I didn't
prickly.
Say it correctly. I didn't say it correctly. I don't care if the questions aren't difficult.
Okay.
I don't care if it's what's your favorite color. I think this is our radiothon for the show.
And we know many of you can't tune in live on Saturday evening, so we will have an option that you can pre-buy your question ahead of time.
That's right. It's like beating the crowds at Christmas time, isn't it, Josh? Like, get everything done in December 2nd.
You get your question in this week, and we're guaranteed to get to it during this cocktail hour.
And here is the bonus. I think we should all wear Halloween costumes.
Yay!
Don't be like your wife. Don't be like it.
No.
I mean, you've been on vacation for a week.
Mike,
you can
pull
it.
I'm the one who hates Halloween.
You never hated Halloween until you're not in my backyard. Your kids left the house. You were Mr. Halloween until the minute it didn't impact you, and then
I was never Mr. Halloween.
You were Mr. Halloween. You would set up decorations. You would set up a beer cooler and sit in your front yard and hand out beer to your neighbors.
That was trying to make best of a bad situation.
No, it never was. Now you lock your house up tight and
just
hide.
Just because I turn the lights off.
You go down into your cave and hide with the lights off, and you're not even aware if you have trick-or-treaters, right?
I'm pretty sure we do. Youngsters.
By the way, I always get to the same thing where I usually have my neighbor Scott and his wife Jennifer come over with their twins, and we venture out into the children part of the neighborhood, which I don't live in. Because the children part of the neighborhood are the more expensive homes.
It's not like there's an adult part like Hamburg, Germany in the 60s. Is there like this strippers dancing in the window?
No, but I would say adult I would replace with 55 and over,
right,
which is our side. Although there are children on this side, very limited amount. Most of the people they button it up tight.
Okay.
And there's nothing more. Look, if you've got kids in the neighborhood, there are neighborhoods where it's kid friendly. Where they're kids. I've never talked about this. I think we have time. All right, let me just see if I can cover this.
Mike, nothing but time. We have all the time in the world.
October 5th is the TMOS Naked Greed Money Grubbing Cocktail Hour.
Radiothon, please, Mike. You said radiothon.
Radiothon. Fundraiser for the show.
Right.
Yeah, and Josh, will we be able to keep a tally on how much we raise for the show?
Sure. Yeah.
All right,
you want to keep that live in public?
Yes. Yes. All right. Absolutely.
All right.
Oh,
we'll keep
yeah!
I'll get a nice thermometer.
That'll be good.
Oral.
That's enough with the fundraiser.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what I was. I lost my train
of
thought.
It was about costumery.
Halloween.
October 5th.
Costumery. And I am a little bit conflicted when it comes to Halloween. Because I think it should be wide open,
yeah.
But I understand that it isn't in these old communities. I want to speak to my philosophy of it. I have an 11-year-old. I could have easily moved to.
Good to have kids. Good thing.
You know, you're kind of channeling that your wife's energy on the show today, just a little bit, because
Leave
we
her
were
out
talking
of it.
About her.
Leave her
you
out
know,
of it.
Sign of channeling that that energy that got her banned from the cocktail hour.
I don't think it was banned as much as it was just you didn't see eye to eye.
You really think so? Is that the way you want to characterize it?
Let's just say it.
You really don't think it was like someone coming to play with zero energy? You don't think it's that?
But she's had her good days too.
Yeah.
She's not a performer. She can't be counted on.
Yeah.
She's just a wife.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow. She's just a wife.
Yeah. And my
flesh and bone.
She is my wife.
Yes, she is. Yes. Mm. And she's wonderful. And she's very sweet and very kind. And she loves
you costumes,
very much.
Costumes, huh? I have a skeleton.
Why don't you want to talk about your wife right now?
Because it's just, you know what? I want for people in my life to advance the good and not hold back the good. And the fact that she has now been disinvited from the cocktail party is not advancing anything.
Well, but she's coming to Vegas, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And
is
my
she?
Kids, I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. So the whole family will be out there, and she'll probably have fun out there, right?
Sure. It's a good town for fun. Las Vegas, have you been? They've got casinos and shows, restaurants.
This is where I line up. I could have easily moved into a neighborhood that was kid-centric. In fact, probably gotten a better deal on a home in a neighborhood like that.
I can't.
What's that?
I can't. I'm kidding. It's a horrible joke.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it by choice. I like the fact that my kid, in order to hang with his buddies,
yeah,
it gives us, in my opinion, a little more control, because usually when he goes to a friend's house, it's, you know, we're in control. And sure. we know where he is. Mm-hmm. And he goes for a sleepover. And I know all of his friends.
He's not of the age yet where you can just let him out and trick or treat?
Well, I mean, we could. But it's like, you know what? That's a great idea.
Set him
out.
Oh,
my God.
He's
because
the
now
age.
We can See, do that's... it. And we can have Scott and Jennifer just come and hang on the patio.
Sure.
Scott's, I am going to credit you, Rob Spiewak, because my buddy Scott is going to sing your praises for that suggestion, because that's exactly what we're going to do.
Scott,
I don't think we
me.
Have to. He does. You don't even know Scott.
I know. I'm just kidding. But how do you feel? Will you be handed that? Frees you, of course, to hand out candy treats, as they say.
I will have it standing by, but I am not optimistic.
How do you feel like when
somebody.
About a 14-year-old, like maybe a freshman in high school, comes by and their costume is their JV football uniform because yeah. that's all they're doing.
Look,
you see, I'm not forced to make that choice because you know, I'm not involved with that anymore.
Okay. I used to hate that. Now I just see them being kids, and if they want to celebrate something as small as Halloween,
and they want hand, they want candy, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Josh, isn't it a pagan holiday?
I don't know. No, not Halloween.
Is he in full mode today? Isn't he? He really
Mike,
is.
You know what?
I
apologetically say this. I am so glad to be back. That's
right.
it. I'm just happy to be here.
Let me just say, by the way, Carrie is not disinvited to the cocktail party. I'm joking. If she wants to participate,
yeah.
if she chooses to, she's not required.
Okay.
If she chooses to, it would be fun. If she chooses to, with a great deal of, well, you can put it a better way than I can put it,
yeah,
right?
Well,
you help me out here. How would you
if
describe
you want,
it?
Carrie, come on and enjoy it and come to play.
That's it. That's
the
isn't that nice? That's a nice way to say it, isn't it?
What do you think the odds are of her coming to play?
What are the odds of getting a Category 5?
God, I hope neither one happens. No, I want her to come to play. I really do. I don't want the Category 5.
She might. You never can tell.
You know, and she can tune up as early as she wants, Rob.
Yeah, she'll start tonight.
Well, the comments say the best previous cocktail hour with Carrie was when she was on gummies.
That was a good one.
So
was that the last one?
No, that's 2020.
That was the one that afterwards I got a call from another person on this show to make sure that Carrie and I were not in an abusive relationship because she tried to choke me out on the show.
Yeah, I remember
that.
I remember that. They're very, very interesting, but this one's going to be the best ever. Getting back to that, I like the control and the idea of him being in a kid-thick neighborhood
sure.
where the riffraff lives. You know what I mean? I'm really happy about that. So one holiday a year, I tolerate it.
Nine years old, I think, is when we sent Robert out by himself.
I have absolutely no problem. I'm going to tell when I see Scott, and I'll see him this week, I will tell Scott or Jennifer that, hey, come on over and you guys hang out with us on the patio and we'll make a night of it. I'm excited about that. That'll be fantastic. So,
and then after four drinks, you and Scott will be out in your football helmets.
Trick or
treat.
I like a butterfinger. we're taking a break here.
Is it time already,
it's
Mike?
Time.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You surprised me. There you go.
We will come back with the round table.
We have a promo here, too. So.
And we have a promo. Thank you for letting me know. You're right. See? Hits all eight. Week of vacation, right back at it. When we come back, we will have the round table and more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Last week, Rob took a couple of days off, and Mike was long in the face.
I'm a man of constant sorrow.
But he's back in the saddle for the latest bonus show.
I thought you were saying you have tens of thousands of problems.
I do, and this show ain't one.
With some hilarious stories, including a special visit with a Budweiser Clydesdale.
Stop it! You're making me hot!
And he shares some trivia you may not know about the horses.
They're named after Clyde.
Don't be a foul. Get a bonus show subscription at Mike O'Mara. Show.com and watch it anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show has degenerated to Rob's Horse Home Movie.
Your subscription gets you access to the TMOS supporters page on Facebook, but make sure not to stir up any trouble.
You're gross is what you are.
Thank you.
This show is funny.
It's
funny, goddammit.
Sometimes
God damn
it can be.
Hey, it's the best time of year to get outside, everybody. But remember, from the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy are key to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. The all-in-one formula provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear poor, live more, take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
I'm kind of bummed. I can't make the fireworks do anymore, Mike. I don't know if I changed a setting or something, but
it's usually what it is with our AI.
Yay,
there it is.
Yay!
It darkens you in the background when you do that, too.
It burns my head.
Let's get started today with driving habits, ladies and gentlemen. There is a brand new survey that asks people from all 50 states to assess their own driving habits. I will get to us in a second, but let me give you the layout first. They didn't just ask for an overall grade. They asked people if they were guilty of 19 different bad driving habits. These are things like speeding, under 10 miles per hour, over or extreme speeding. I have to give myself a bell for that one.
Are you going to go through these by one?
I don't know if I'm going to do it that way. I'm just kind of, but I'm guilty.
You have to sometimes do that to just keep up with the flow, man.
Do you eat and drive, Rob Spiewak?
Very seldom. Very
seldom. But you
do. I have.
But you have.
Yeah.
And I have. Josh, do you eat and drive?
Of course. Yeah, road trips especially.
Texting while driving. I I try to avoid it. I get on my wife's ass for doing it, but I do it occasionally, so I had to give myself a bell. What about you, Rob? Do you do it?
I usually text ahead to make sure my food's ready so I can eat in the car.
There you go. Moving right along, not using your turn signal. I think I'm guilty of all these things once in a while.
I always use it. I'm religious about it.
Do you really?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, there's other things that I'm not proud of, but turn signal I'm great at.
Road rage, I guess technically I would say I had it yesterday when a guy cut me off.
But not since yesterday.
Not since yesterday. There you go. But we've all, I mean, I've done it. Have you done it ever in your life?
No.
Have you ever raved out? You don't like conflict. Josh, no. Have you ever done a little road raging down here in Florida?
Of course. It's impossible in Florida not to.
It is, absolutely. Let's see. Running red lights. No, I do not run red lights. I do yellow, but I do not do red. And if I'm, my feeling is you're not running it if your car is in the intersection while the light is yellow. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I agree with you. Because that's something that I do. And also, I will never be, if it's yellow turning red, I will never allow myself to be the last person in the front of that line. If the person goes in front of me, I'm on them. So that's a gauge for me.
I will also say that when it comes to red lights and yellow lights, the concept of
amber.
When I'm watching my videos that I like so bad that have, you know, car crashes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there are more issues with the red light runners. The bad ones. The bad accidents happen with that. Had one this morning here in Southwest Florida. It was not cool at all. Let's see. 89% of drivers in Hawaii consider themselves to be good drivers. That sounds pretty good, but it's actually the lowest among all states. Well, they're just being honest.
Make a leg a high, tiny bubble.
Turn signal!
In the wine. Making me feel a happy, making me feel a fine.
Let me see. New Mexico, Wyoming, Alaska, North Dakota, Connecticut, Vermont, Kansas, and West Virginia. That's the low end. The majority of states admitted to the same top three bad behaviors: speeding, eating while driving, and speeding up to the yellow light. Oklahoma was the only state where people admitted texting and driving. This is arguably the most dangerous bad habit, so
I agree.
Maybe people are less likely to admit it. Drivers in Tennessee say they're the least worst drivers. Liar! Liar!
And also, is that really how it's phrased, the least worst drivers?
The least worst drivers. Isn't that, that's Grammarly sound.
That's nice.
Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida. Florida? Really? You say you're good drivers? Come
on. These are the worst.
Where's the MISS?
Oh, that's right. They say they're the worst. Josh, thank you for picking me up on that. Ohio says they're bad. Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Delaware. Delaware. Oh, man. That used to be an easy state to drive through. Not anymore.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden.
South Dakota. South Dakota and North Carolina. I hesitate to say best drivers. Because, again, this data is based on...
Call them the least worst drivers.
Well, this is based on admittedly bad habits, where people had to be honest in the survey. So, maybe drivers in Hawaii are just the most honest, and drivers in Tennessee are the most delusional. So, I mean, you can't really tell. Chevy drivers were most likely to admit having bad driving habits. Way to go, Chevy drivers. Congratulations. Followed by another GM car, GMC drivers.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That. Yeah. I'm out there in my Lumina, Mike. I'm not using my turn signal on
it. How about your Enclave? Buick drivers? Chrysler? How about your 300? And Dodge? Ram drivers also said that they have bad habits.
Overall, car or no car, Mike?
It's a weird survey. It's all over the place.
It is.
Overall, 94% of the people in the survey consider themselves to be good drivers, including a whopping 96% of men. I was in a major automobile accident earlier in the spring. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, I don't consider myself a good driver. And that accident, even though the lady was at fault because she's the one that ran into me, I maybe, and I emphasize maybe, if I had gone right at the speed limit, I might have had a better crack at avoiding it, but I don't know. I'll never know the truth with that. But I think you got to be honest about it.
Did that survey ask Raymond from the movie Rain Man?
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, he came off as excellent. The least
worst. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hot water?
Burn, baby.
And scene.
All right, scene. Thank you very much. We move along to another honesty-related thing here. Lizzo has lost a lot of weight. And not surprisingly, people are doubting she relied on diet, on only diet and exercise. This to me, I am so open with my medication.
Yeah.
That has allowed me to shed 80 pounds.
Did you get any on you there, or are you okay?
Excuse me. I came up a little bit there. Maybe that's because I was talking about these supplements. In the comments on one of her videos, some guy asked if she used Ozempic or cocaine. That's nasty.
Both great.
God, online people are such asses. Lizzo replied, "Why do you follow me? If we all tried to figure out the answer to that, we'd all drive ourselves insane." In another post, she credited 5 months of weight training and calorie deficit and joked that it's, quote, like a reward to have people accuse her of taking Ozempic. She doesn't help it either.
You're right.
Here's my I line up on this side. The medical side effects have been negligible for these medications. Mm-hmm. And there have been long-term studies on these medications because they were taken for diabetics prior to just weight loss. So they have been, to this point, safe, and they have been successful. You know, people that are out there with a weight problem, with type 2 diabetes, that might this might be life-saving and keep people out of emergency rooms. So don't get rid of this stigma, Lizzo. Don't worry about it. She also posted a picture of the guy's account that gave her crap, which is private. So she didn't help the cause at all.
Come out with like a diet soda and call it Fizzo?
That's a great idea.
Huh?
Fizzo. With before picture on the front, after picture on the back. You can drink. Keegan-Michael Key.
Not as funny as everyone seems to think he is.
Oh, I like Keegan-Michael Key. Don't you do that. Jordan Peele. They seemed almost inseparable back in the day, from Mad TV in 2004 to 5 seasons of Key and Peele from 2012 to 2015. But sadly, life happens and they don't see each other that often anymore. Key calls it a tragedy. He adds, quote, "Your lives start to evolve and move in different directions." That's part of the show business. Our evolution, I think, is tied to both of what our desires are. His desire was to start exploring the horror genre, and boy, did he do that.
Hey, great director.
And my desire was to do more dramatic work like I had been trained in school. I think obviously Jordan Peele has been wildly successful with his films. And I think that Keegan-Michael Key is an amazing actor and an amazing comedic actor as well. By the way, one of the main reasons, though, they also live on opposite sides of the country. Key is in New York and Peele is in L.A. So there's that. I love Key and Peele. I love some of their stuff.
I mean, but
you're not a fan?
Just the guy by himself. Like when he did the things that stick to my head. He did the angry Obama translator at the awards dinner once.
I wouldn't judge him on that. That's a tough room and that's a tough gig. I would judge him on his body of work with Key and Peele and with Mad TV.
Well, I do like the football player names and the substitute teacher sketch are both classic.
Very funny. Funny guy. Not sure. I haven't seen him in a lot of dramas, at least on screen. Maybe he's doing it up in New York on stage. I do not know. Finally, today, sex-crazed senior citizens. Here we go.
Oh, God, here we go.
They are driving a major spike in the rise of STIs across the country. And yeah. I like it back in the day when we called it STDs.
Well, right? I like when we just called it VD.
VD. There used to be a song about it. It is for everybody.
Yeah.
Salacious. New statistics have revealed very, very troubling numbers. In 2022.
This is a Florida thing, too. You know, you guys.
I can't deny what's true. In 2022, the year with the most recent data, more than 2.5 million cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia were reported in the United States, according to the CDC. It's expected that the 2023 numbers will be worse. That's what experts are saying.
And rates, that was all while coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, but I still, they wouldn't say 2023 will be worse if it was lockdown exclusively, Josh. I think it's just the activity.
No, that's what I'm saying. There must have been a lot of activity while being locked down.
Yeah. Well, they might still be doing it. Rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia in sexually active people over the age of 55 more than doubled in the U.S. over the 10-year period.
Disgusting.
From 2012 to 2022. Sex-crazed seniors. I could say that all day. Sex-crazed seniors in South Dakota.
What?
Here's your Florida, Rob. South Dakota, they are leading the risk-prone pack with the highest rate of syphilis cases, 6.1 per 100,000 people. That's according to the Daily Mail. Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Led the way with gonorrhea diagnoses.
Woo!
Roughly 29 cases per 100,000 people. How about that when you laid it on Florida, huh?
Yeah,
what
you're do
you
right, think of you're that? Right. But it all started when I stopped driving into the city. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank God for that, you carrier. Have you have you a guess as to the state with the highest rate of chlamydia?
I got to go with Mississippi.
It's seniors. I will tell you are wrong, and I will give you one more guess.
If it's seniors, I'll say Georgia. Georgia.
Alaska recorded the highest rate of chlamydia in seniors at nearly 18 cases per 100,000. many older adults also had only had one sexual partner until they divorced or were widowed, but have now developed multiple partners, especially as women outlive men and have fewer romantic options. So listen, if you're somebody over the age of 55, you know, check out that sore. It might not just be from eating too much pineapple. Okay.
Have time to tell the whole joke, but I'll just give you the punchline. One of my favorite senior citizen jokes.
Yes.
If I had known that, I would have taken off my pantyhose.
There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. That's just the punchline. Another feature of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Great feature.
It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Just one injection a week and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. Plus, coming soon, sublingual semaglutide drops for those who don't like needles. If you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, turn that down a bit, Rob. We offer weight loss with Somorolin or try NAD Plus injections. I'm doing that. Or nasal spray. It's like finding the fountain of youth. It helps combat aging and does it at the deepest level. Cellular health. Focused energy promotes collagen synthesis, promotes muscle function. The products are delivered to your door 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is coming soon, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be, inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message. Well, one of the things Rob did on his vacay was go to what he refers to as the Flintstone Casino, because it's got Rocky Gap? Is that the name of the place?
The town is called Flintstone. I mean, I can't change
really?
That. Yeah, there's signs and everything.
Incredible. Mm-hmm.
But it's actually in Rocky Gap, Maryland, Cumberland County, I guess, and it's called the Rocky Gap Casino and Resort. And I'd stopped by there once to go to the bathroom and play like five hands of blackjack and then came home, because it's like halfway, within 10 miles, halfway between here and WVU.
Yes.
And my mom wanted to go up to a casino. Normally on vacation, I'll take my mom to Charlestown once. She likes to gamble. I like to gamble. And Charlestown is okay, and it's close-ish.
Right.
But I also wanted to see my son, and my mom wanted to see my son. So I said, hey, how would you like to meet us at this casino? And he said, I'm down with that. And then
you were going Saturday, right? Saturday was
Friday
your day
we
to
went.
Go?
Friday.
Friday
we
was your day. Okay.
And he actually texted me a fire emoji. So he was way into it.
Yep.
So we got there. We met. He got there before us because I guess he was driving quick. Maybe he was excited.
Was he jacked? Could you tell? He's your kid.
God.
You can be, you can tell
so
if he's
excited.
Jacked.
He That's loves neat. It. He mm-hmm. loves it. And it's weird because I was reminiscing with my mom on the way up that I first went to a casino when I was 15. And we drove up to Atlantic City, and she set me loose. And it was was it the Taj that was Trump's property up there
back
then?
Yeah, the Taj Mahal, the big one that went bankrupt. And did they, was that legal for you to be were you allowed on the casino floor?
Yeah. So I just walked in and I won a considerable amount of money for a 15-year-old playing blackjack, like 120 bucks or something.
Wait a minute. And you were allowed to play blackjack?
I was not questioned. And then
when you were 15?
15, yeah.
So you were allowed.
You were a big 15-year-old.
No, I was not allowed, Mike. I went in and I cheated. I got in and I snuck in.
You snuck in?
No one carded me or anything. I stopped playing blackjack when the guy next to me got yanked for being underage, but not me.
Was he obviously underage next to you, and did you get freaked out?
It freaked me out like crazy, but I don't know. I don't remember if he was obviously underage or not, but do you know that there's an emoji or a meme of Homer Simpson backing into a bush? That's the way I left that.
You backed out of the casino with
money. Yep, I did.
Did you cash in?
I had my mom cash in for me.
Okay, hey, yeah. See? Always thinking. That was good. How much did you win again?
Like 120, 130 bucks, which is a big deal when you're 15.
Ton of money for a 15-year-old. But you thought that the time to run was when they yanked that other kid.
Exactly. So we were laughing about that. Robert has been to a casino before. I think they have one in Pittsburgh, and people don't think that WVU, the biggest city that's close by, is Pittsburgh. So they've got a tremendous.
How far Pittsburgh is it from WVU to Pittsburgh?
Like, I think it's like 50, 60 miles. It's not bad. Right. Like that's the best airport for him to use up there. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so
74 miles.
74. So he's not a stranger to casinos. We meet up there, and the thing that I laugh about is when you pull up and it says, first of all, big sign, win this car. And it is a total.
They put the car on the floor, right?
No, Mike, better. It's on a patch of grass in the parking lot.
Really?
Right. And
what was the auto?
It was the grayest Kia you've ever seen.
Okay.
It was just so basic. And then you start following the signs. It says resort, golf course, casino, and then one that I hadn't noticed before, beach. I said, beach?
I think they're known for their golf course up there, if I'm not mistaken.
It looked like a nice course. You drive by it as you come in. But I looked up the beach, and it turns out, Mike, I didn't know that the casino is adjacent to the lovely Lake Habib. And Lake Habib. The beach was about, I would say,
Indy.
15 by 100 feet of sand that they dumped in and put three chairs.
Habib.
Lake Habib.
Welcome to Habib. As you're talking right now, Robin, you mentioned the golf course that's there and the casino. If I'm given the choice, my two passions, and you say you get to play all the golf you want, but you won't get to use the casino, or you can use the casino all you want, but you can't play golf, I'm like, casino wins.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? It's small. It's not a big casino, but they have table games. They have, I think, according to their press release, 600 different slots. Some of the mainline slot machines Buffalo.
That's a tiny casino.
But it was great. It was great until you got there because it was clean. It was nice.
Did you say it was great until you got there?
Yeah, because first of all, it was early in the day, like noon 30. I think 12:30 or 1 that we finally arrived there. And what do they have open as far as table games? They have three-card poker, $25 blackjack, $10 blackjack, and a roulette table. Now, the roulette table is abandoned. There's a guy there that he can't buy a friend. And the $10 blackjack table is jammed. I mean, it's like got six people around it and then people waiting to get in.
It's the lowest denom, right.
Yeah. So we go around, we play some slots. I will say that we all had $100 or more hit on a slot machine. Each one of us did.
That's good. Do you subsidize your son when he goes to the casino?
I did not, but my mom did. My mom
gave
him some cash.
That's very sweet. Way to go,
Sharon. He brought his own money, which was nice. And so we played the slots, and we all did okay. Mine was, Mike, you'll love this. My hit was while I was waiting for Robert to finish on the Buffalo slot machine, which he liked, and my mom liked when the Buffaloes run. That's the reason they were playing it.
That is, as a slot connoisseur, that is a notorious cash-sucking machine.
Yeah, but Robert pulled like $120 on a
dollar pull. That is awesome. Way to go, Robert.
And then I went to one of the big Charlie slot machines that they have on the end cap.
Like three people can sit there and pull
exactly.
a big handle.
The bench. And I won. I won $100. I got 3 sevens on it. I was pleased.
Did you walk out up?
I walked out of that machine up. Yeah. And then we went to the roulette table because it was empty. And Robert was placing some bets. I was placing some bets. I placed some inside. 22 is my number. So I populated that and then kept playing black. I did 5 spins. Mike, of those 5 spins.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
3 were red.
Okay.
And 2 of them were 0.
Green.
Yes. But not double 0 and 0. The same slot. Twice in 5 spins.
That and sucks.
And the guy said, how about another? And I said, nope.
That sucks.
And then I walked over. I mean, because that's, that's 60, 70 bucks right there. Just
so
boom.
did the no green time. Come up after the 3 red?
No, I think it went red, red, green, green, red.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Which
I
pays
know
better odds if you're betting the 0
but
or double
who
0.
Who bets it? Nobody bets it. And the
Bretzky.
Problem.
Bretzky
yeah,
bets it.
I suppose. And
yeah,
so
but
then,
Bretzky doesn't win.
No, Bretzky
nor
doesn't
does
win.
Nor does he need to.
Bretzky won on one, had a great roulette time at one point. Yeah, did really well. By the way, I'm one of the rubes that not only am I afraid of roulette because I just don't, but I watch these strategies that people have.
It's fun. Yeah. There's colors and all this stuff. I mean, it is a fun game.
The only way I'll play it is if there isn't a gang near the table. So if I can find it, you know, where I can go with somebody I know that knows roulette. So if you're a roulette player and you're coming to Las Vegas for our live show the weekend of November 9th, let me know because I would love to go to a roulette table with some fans of the show that might be able to help me out. Like, I'd like to piggyback on their bets, maybe, if they have a system.
So when Robert sat down at the roulette table, what they do is they give you dollar chips that are your own color so that you can play your own bets and they're
got
not mixed up.
Right.
And so Robert got yellow, and then when I gave him my 40 bucks or whatever it was, I guess 50, he said, you will be playing purple. I said, yes, with 2 colors on the table, I think I can follow playing purple. So he took my money, and then, as if by grace of God...
Well, he's just letting you know what your colors are.
It's not like it was a big deal. I kind of figured
out. Were you losing bad? You were losing
Mike, I was getting salty at this point, yes. Okay, but by grace of God, the 2 slots open up at the 2 positions open up at the blackjack table. Now, given my choice, I like to play the last end. I like to play...
And that is your game when you go into a casino.
Yes, and I love it. And then the 2 that freed up... We're at the top and the second.
Josh, do you have a game when you're in the casino?
Generally, it's been blackjack, but I started playing roulette on the last trip to Canada.
Okay.
And you did pretty good, right?
I did good. I walked away with a few hundred from roulette.
All right.
I was happy with that.
All right. So, but when we go to the casino at the Downtown Grand, Rob will be the blackjack guy. I will be the slots guy. Josh, maybe you can be the roulette guy.
All right, that works for me.
All right, very good.
So, you know, there's a synonym for blackjack. They call it 21. That's the name of the game.
Of course.
I think they're going to change the name of it at Flintstone Casino to 12.
No.
I
Your
had
bad
never
run
seen,
continues.
I had never seen between Robert and I more 12s or 13s all the time. And then there'd be a hand when, like, 6 aces would be thrown up in the air like they didn't matter, like, flipping confetti, and none of them blackjack, just aces. Hey, it's a 6 and an ace. Great. 17, 7, whatever. I know they can't fix it. I know it's honest.
Isn't it one of those automatic shufflers that
yes,
they use?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And a lady with the most peculiar hair you've ever seen. Tight, almost like wax.
Rob hates dealers.
Stuck to her. I do.
He hates dealers.
And she goes like, they switched dealers at one point. She did this thing, and I said, don't care. Just don't care. Don't
care. Showing you she's leaving.
Yeah, and then...
Or she's arriving.
No, she was leaving at the same time my last $5 went. And then they've got the other thing. Yeah.
You know, the gesture should really be this, Rob.
Yeah, it should be.
That's
what
it should be.
With pumping. And then it's just... And also they have this thing called Royal Fade or something where you're supposed to bet $1. in addition to every hand, and if you
it's a match prop up bet. Kings,
yeah, and right. it's horrible. And then, but you feel you got to do it.
So, yeah, because if the dealer hits it, you know you're gonna win, or you hit it. I don't know which. Yeah, which
it's you have to get you get something if you get 20, and based on how you get.
If you get double tens, you get double face cards. I think
right.
There is a very detailed map of how you lose that dollar. Every time. Yeah. So I was getting 13, 14, 13, 14, 12. But the thing that I loved is that Robert, and I got to watch him, and this was better than going to the casino overall, was having such a good time, even though he was losing. And little things he does that I didn't teach him, like when someone would get an ace on the deal, he would go to the, you know, the padded part around the table where you rest your chin, your elbows
on.
Your chin.
He would just, until the end.
Yeah, wait a minute. Do you rest your... Josh. Josh hears everything.
Some years ago, I did.
Where you rest your
But chin. The ace comes up, and Robert starts doing this. Ace, 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 ace. And it's just, to see him that into it, and, I mean, it's not a great habit. You'll agree with me, but
no,
it was
I know.
Fun to see
and
him
you, you
have
probably
fun.
Have a little ping of guilt that you're exposing him to it, but at the same time, I think it's, you know, if as long as he doesn't like plunge into degenerate gambling like me, he'll be okay.
It's
I did it
like
all on my own.
Mike, it's not like he walked into the casino and the first thing he said is there a sports book? Which he did.
Exactly.
And then a lovely hamburger at the Lakeside Grill, which overlooked Lake Habib.
How much did that set you back?
What, the lunch? Oh, my mom paid for lunch.
Atta girl. Way to go, Sharon.
She didn't lose all her money.
Okay, you did, though?
I did. I lost everything I brought with me.
That's
wonderful. And that was fun. Welcome to Lake Habib.
Great casino story. I could listen to that all day long. That is too much fun.
Ace, 12.
There you go.
Hey, an ace and a three. What are you going to do? I think I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, God. Blackjack. Why I hate it. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with some beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are, especially now that I am managing the Little League team. That's why you need Nurture Life. Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and their kids from 10 months old to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael loves the corn dogs. So what sets Nurture Life apart from the other meal delivery services?
This I gotta know.
It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. And it's even allergy friendly. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
I think I figured out what costume I'm going to do for the cocktail party.
Blackjack dealer?
No, I'm going to be a 13, a 7, 13. And a 6.
You can be a card. Card.
A card.
By the way, file that exclusively for our cocktail party on October 5th under Mike suggested the idea, and he will be first in line to hate the idea. At about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, the 5th of October, I'll be like, what the F? And then I'll come on the show and say, great idea for the costumes. And Rob will say, well, it was yours. Really? Anyway.
And then Josh will just be quiet.
And say, Josh will be the first one to say it was yours.
No, Josh will produce the tape that says it was yours.
Okay. It was your idea. We start today to...
What?
A very sad canine that I can relate to.
Oh,
now, this is
gosh.
One you're going to have to go back and look at, folks, because this is a guy, in my opinion, that has gone the extra mile to help his dog get on his marital bed. And I will tell you, he did his job, but unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Take a look. In that nice stare.
Oh, he made steps for him.
Nice little step. There he goes. And there he goes. Josh, you never hear a sound come out of him when he laughs.
I know.
Well,
roll it one more time,
Mike,
so we
the
can
pit
enjoy
bull
it
is
twice.
Not a graceful breed.
No.
And when it falls from the step, oh, that
it
poor
made
guy.
It so close.
That is an old dog, poor thing.
Poor buddy.
There he goes.
Sweet boy.
It's the dumb bitch.
You know, I won't name names and embarrass people, but I have seen people fall before that it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And that was a long fall for that dog. Poor
guy. You want to see another fall?
Yes, I do. I wouldn't mind seeing the dog again.
This is a singing, some sort of television program. I'm not sure.
A variety program?
I really can't tell you the language they're singing in either. It might be Spanish, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
All I do know is the question. It might be a banana. An inflated banana. The question for this video, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
What is this lady sitting on? Let's take a look at.
Der Weg, den ich auf den Gedanken.
I think it's German. I hate doing these two first, Josh, but we have to do the two.
She's singing
again.
Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt, but it looks like a banana, but the kind of banana that might save your marriage.
Yeah,
there he is. Auf den Gedanken.
All the way down to the bottom, and it's on a stair.
I know. That old man just tested positive for syphilis, too, which is sad.
My God.
Old man.
All right. This, I play this because the dad is a little harsh, but certain dads can be harsh. And
of course.
He's running a tight ship, but this kid is so cute. And if you have a problem with this, I get it. But look, the kid is unhurt. And unhurt. And dad runs a tight ship. Look at
Good
this little
dad.
Guy. This is a cutie pie.
Man, this man that hungry. Bruh, really?
The kid is standing on the oven door.
How's the kid not burning himself?
To get at the ribs. God, that kid is cute.
Get out my oven!
He's got the tongs in his hand.
Yep.
Give me my stuff!
He gives him the tongs.
What's wrong with you?
Kid likes his meat.
He's staring at his dad. Go to your room. There he goes, Aww. Little guy. He was just hungry.
Yeah, and he keeps an eye on the ribs the whole way out of the room, too.
We talk a lot about grammar on this show with the dropping of consonants. This one, I think Josh's grammar is sound, don't you?
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Solid. He's a good writer.
Know? And I think, but this one is a mistake a lot of people make. And this comedian calling people out on grammar, I think it takes balls to be up on stage and do this. Take a look at this comedian pulling a little grammar police on.
I have to hear one more person say, me and Tom are going to the beach. Or me and Stacy are going to dinner. It's never me and so-and-so part. You sound like Cookie Monster when you say that. Oh, me lost me cookie at the disco. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, me is going to have an aneurysm if I have to hear that one more time. And you don't go and check out books from the library.
True.
You don't go to Starbucks and order an espresso. It's not irregardless. J-Lo's ass is not voluptuous. And you don't lack the stamina.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. She is good.
But my personal favorite is when people are like, you know what, Christina? That's just a blessing in the skies. And I'm like, oh yeah, way up there, huh?
She's good. Good. And she hit on a lot of my favorites. Good for her.
We leave you my last part here is International Anchorman Fun. Can't tell you what country this is from. It didn't mention it in the clip, but this is a lovely news story. And you think, first of all, extremely serious Anchorman that just can't hold it together. Take a look
after
at this
being told that he won the lottery jackpot. A Western Cape man peed all over the office floor of his boss of over 23 years and proceeded to take a dump on his boss's office desk before quitting his job on Friday morning. Now, when he went to go claim his winnings this morning, he found that he had never won anything.
Oh, no.
My apologies. Oh, the 42-year-old man who is now unemployed now faces charges of vandalism and other related criminal charges. Well, they say what goes around. Exactly.
I love that, Anchorman. We will take a short break and come back with something Rob's got for us. I'll have right body.
The pee seemed like a lot, Mike, but when he took it to the next level, no good.
Yes. Yeah, and I like the news writing, too. Took a dump.
Yeah.
That's what you want to go. You know,
it's in the style book.
Stateside, that would have been defecation. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. Rob's got it in his hand right now. I love Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids, and its chocolatey taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving, no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein, tastes amazing, mandatory. Don't put that in there. I always read it.
Well, no, I've been putting it in there for 12 years. Come on.
Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco. At Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use code TMOS mandatory for 20% off your order. Remember, that's Orgain.com/TMOS for 20% off. And make sure they use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, people.
Mike, Frankie Valli update. How's he doing?
Oh, here we go.
This is him dead center in the black.
Ninety-year-old Frankie Valli.
Yeah. Singing to a track of his own voice.
Yes, and not moving his lips.
Yeah, I mean, if he was a ventriloquist, he'd be quite famous. Yeah. And I found out, Mike, he's coming to the MGM Grand Casino this weekend in Maryland.
You got to check it out. If you get a chance, get out there. Would you go? Would you see, like, if you were going to go for fun, would you go?
I might. Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, but you asked me, you see, was he always like that on stage? No, indeed he wasn't. Let's see when Frankie Valli moved. He did move. Ooh, babe, with the
burning love. 1932. Hey, I'm working my
way back to you, babe. The Lindbergh baby has been kidnapped.
That's a high note, isn't it? That's a high note to hit.
So he did. I mean, it's not his style to remain absolutely still. Now,
his mouth opened.
Yeah, that's true. And his mouth moved. In the 1980s, my aunt saw him in concert, and he was at that point to the level of singing that when it was a high note, like, you know, when he'd sing Sherry, he'd hold the mic out to the audience to make sure they sang along.
Hey, that's so now, cool. You know, when your tat just shows up like that, that's cool. That looked cool.
Well, there it is.
That looked badass, Rob.
Thank you. Appreciate
that really
it.
Did. That was just a neat, I mean, that was really, I mean, you just did that. You weren't planning on it. You weren't doing it. That was cool. Good tat. Looks good.
Thank you. Mike, right. Remember, you're married.
Thank you.
Here's in Fort Myers. This is an unusual sight to be sure.
My hometown.
You have to be careful where you park. Have to be careful where you park because something might happen.
NBC2's Madison Adams found out who put it there and why. And
that's Madison, Peter Bush.
This story Peter is Bush? Bananas.
Only in Florida, right? This is the wildest thing I've seen yet.
It's an SUV
on
top of a dumpster.
On top of this dumpster. Not next to it or inside it, but perfectly balanced on top. You've got to see it to believe it.
She's
and text my
bland.
Buddy. I'm like, is that fair game? Is that free? It's in the dumpster? You know, I was like, I wasn't sure.
What's one man's trash is another man's treasure.
What happened, Mike, is that they put out signs warning that they needed to do some street repair. And the guy did not move his car. So instead of towing it, they used their crane to put it on a dumpster.
That's the best possible reason. For I love that. Oh, my God. That's funny. Yeah, we're funny people down here. We really
Mike,
are.
Do you know the name, if I say to you, Arnel Pinata, who that is? And it's not a thing that you hang up at a party. It's with a D, P-I-N-A-T-A.
So it's not the inventor of that wonderful novelty.
The candy-filled jackass that you hit with a stick.
It's not? Okay,
no.
Who is it?
Perhaps you know his story if you saw the movie Rockstar. He's the guy that Journey brought in to replace Steve Perry because he sounds like Steve Perry.
And is really good, right?
Well, he has his days. Not this weekend so much. Uh-oh. He got so much hate for this appearance that he actually went on Twitter and said, if you really think it was that bad, notify me and I will quit the band. He was really giving it his all. Let's say you went and saw Journey and this is what you heard. I think the audience helped him out there, too. And immediately, Joe Arndinger called Ross Valerie.
Now, listen, is there a chance that he was under the weather when he did that? Because the guy, when he first joined the band, I was told that he was spot on. But, I mean, that's terrible.
I think he's just having a bad night. I don't know. But I hope he stays with the band. Let's close with this, Mike. I say the best peanut butter cookie out there has got to be the Nutter Butter. It's a great cookie.
Yeah, it really is. It's for a prepackaged, overly processed food cookie. That is, that's not a bad one.
The National Biscuit Company, or as I know many people call it, Nabisco,
yes,
really did a fine job. And imagine, if you will, two peanut butter cookies with an Oreo-like peanut butter filling. It's great. However, people are worried about the Nutter Butter TikTok page.
If you guys have not seen Nutter Butter's official account on here, I need you to stop what you're doing and go look at it. Because I had to. And I think you should too. I'm concerned.
Okay, so she's concerned. I say, how bad could it be?
Okay.
So I went, we'll close with this. This is the top video on the Nutter. Keep in mind, this is not some fly-by-night company.
No.
This is the top video on the Nutter Butter TikTok page.
It's another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich. It's another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich. It's another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich.
Yes.
Yes. Mike, it's a fever dream.
What the hell? Did the guy take ayahuasca before he decided
no
he would
idea,
do it?
I have no idea, but there are a lot of them. And apparently there's also a running joke where they keep referring to a guy named Aiden, but they haven't revealed who Aiden is yet. But go to the Nutter Butter TikTok page and have yourself a gummy or something. You'll have a good time.
Wow. Josh, you were going to throw something in on that one?
Well, they just must know their audience.
That's true.
People that are just tremendously high.
That's right.
Yeah. Occasionally he just throws it in his Josh way, but it's funny to me. That's right. They know their audience. The psychedelic consumers out there, you know, the people that just dropped acid and want another butter. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, listen, check it out. October 5th, we've got a fantastic Halloween-style cocktail hour. And tickets are still on sale for Las Vegas, and we still have hotel rooms available for that show. They are creeping on it. We watch it every single day. So thank you for buying our tickets to Las Vegas. And we look forward to the October 5th Naked Greed Money Grubbing Cocktail Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Be a part of the fun.
It'll be great. For Josh Rocha and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Great to be back.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.